Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniverti. Families are always looking for solutions when it comes to saving for a variety of wants and needs. The reasons people want to save money might be for a kid's college, a vacation, a new house or boat, or just want to build a nest egg for retirement. As a general rule, whenever we might save for, or whatever we might save for, the money usually gets dumped into one account, like a savings account, or maybe even a checking account. Although checking accounts are easily pilfered by our need to pay a bill or what have you, having one big savings account is common, but humans always function a little better at accomplishing things if we have a goal in mind and some sort of constant reminder about that goal, high-yield savings accounts being the preferred method as we want to earn as much as possible on our money. Can offer a feature that many may not be aware of. The feature that you may not be aware of in your savings account is called saving buckets. Saving buckets are like envelopes in the one main account. They let a customer set up categories for each specific savings goal they might have in mind. They are offered by many banks, not all, but those that do are usually free to set up. You can track your savings for a specific item. In other words, if you're saving for a new car, you can set up a savings bucket entitled New Car and dump money into that envelope. In this way, by having a specific account for an item, it keeps in the forefront exactly what it is you are saving for. You can set up multiple buckets and designate what money goes where. The advantages can be obvious and not so obvious at the same time. Naming the account keeps the specific need right in front of you and may allow you as to make better choices as to how much to allocate to it and when. The balance for whatever it is you are saving for is also front and center whenever you check your statements. The concept can also incentivize you to save more money and make it easier to track your progress on each specific item. Using saving buckets under one main account can also eliminate the need for multiple accounts, making tracking your money much easier. Additionally, by maintaining only the one main account that the savings buckets are under, the balance would be higher in that one account than if you were holding separate accounts, possibly qualifying you for a better interest rate, as banks usually pay more the higher the balance. It may also reduce any fees that banks might charge you for each account, as the buckets are considered just a piece of the main account, so you only get one charge, if any at all. You can also transfer money between buckets if something changes, or even eliminate or cash out the bucket if need be. There are, of course, things to consider when looking at establishing saving buckets. Saving accounts in general may not offer as much return as time-constrained fixed income options such as a CD or savings bond. Savings accounts can also see their interest rates move up and down, while a CD or bond interest rates might be fixed for the life of the bond or CD. Also, savings accounts over $250,000 exceed FDIC insurance, but that particular drawback can be reduced by simply naming an additional beneficiary to each account. This is because each account is eligible for up to $250,000 in FDIC insurance per beneficiary. Setting up beneficiaries on your account can increase your FDIC coverage. Not all banks offer savings buckets, and the number of buckets a bank might allow is also company-specific. So ask your bank if they offer this option. If not, you can easily find a bank that does. There are usually no minimum amounts required in each bucket, and every bucket, being just a labeled envelope of the main account, earns the same interest as the account it is under. Remember, when you have saving buckets, it is still only considered that one account. Saving buckets are kind of a cool thing many people may not be aware of, but they may help you better achieve your personal finance goals and needs. And that does it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the markets, so you don't have to. This newscast expresses my opinion only, is not meant as investment advice, nor the opinion of this radio station, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics in 1979 with honors and California insurance license OL34249. Our insurance agency is BAP Incorporated, and we are Medicare approved in the state of California. You can email us at news@moneymanagementradio.com. My name is Mark Cuniverti. Thanks for listening.
I certainly was in the right.
Yeah, it's definitely like he was cruising for cruising.